treason is in the air today, but it has nothing to do with the president's reaction to that anonymous op-ed in the New York Times. 350 miles northeast of Washington, the residents of New London, Connecticut, will be burning an effigy of America's best-known traitor, Benedict Arnold. In 1781, Arnold defected to the British in the American Revolution and ordered the burning of New London, which town residents clearly have not forgotten. The Flock Theater Company stages the annual effigy burning, and we're joined now by Artistic Director Darren Wood. Darren, welcome.
Well, thank you very much.
Glad to have you. And let's start with a little history refresher here, because I don't think everybody's been doing their history homework like they should be. Remind us, Benedict Arnold, how did he end up forever linked with your little town?
Well, he initially was born in Norwich, one town to the north of New London. And when he turned coat, one of the first things the British did was send him back to New London, because he knew all the fortifications, he knew the codes, knew the weaknesses, to burn it to the ground, because at that time, New London really was one of the hubs of our Navy. Basically, he was sent here to burn the ships and wreak revenge on the people of New London, and he did.
And people remember that. Now we're reading that events like this, the burning of an effigy of Benedict Arnold, were popular back in the 1800s, not only in your town, but also in places like Philadelphia.
The citizens of New London did it first in 1782, the year after Arnold burnt the town. And that created this festival that caught on and spread throughout the newly formed Americas.
And tell me, your effigy, I understand, actually has two faces.
Yes, that also was a tradition. They built the effigy with two faces because of the double nature of his crimes. He's traditionally followed by a devil. Sometimes in one of his hands, there's a mirror because they said he was very vain and used to like to look at himself. We also cut off the left leg of the effigy, which also was tradition, and they in the past would bury the left leg with high honors because that was the leg that he was wounded in when he was fighting on our side. And we take our leg up to Norwich, his boyhood home, at a museum with the Leffingwell House. We give it to them, and it's treated with high honors up there for the year.
All right, that is amazing. Now, Darren, I'm trying not to chuckle at the timing of the festival this year, because one of the biggest stories in the country right now is that Donald Trump is suggesting that whoever wrote that op-ed questioning his ability to lead in the New York Times is, in fact, a traitor. Is this dawning on anybody who's a part of your festivities here, that your timing really could not have been any better?
I'm sure a lot of people are drawing parallels in many different directions. And, you know, the case always is made that had the British actually won the war, Benedict Arnold would be treated as an American hero. And I think it's really interesting how, when you look at history, it's never just black and white. There's multiple shades of gray. There's multiple shades of whose opinion it is and from what angle and what direction.
That's Darren Wood. He's Artistic Director of New London, Connecticut's Benedict Arnold effigy burning, which will be happening later today. Darren, thank you. Good luck, I guess.
Thank you.